It's Tuesday, and time to read from your comments. Last week, author Wayne Kestenbaum and sociology professor C.J. Pascoe discussed humiliation and the multiple forms it can take. Linda Zesch from Kansas City shared this story, two humiliating experiences at the hands of teachers. In eighth grade choir, while sitting next to a known soloist at her church, the choir director stopped the class and announced that someone is off key and it's one of you too. The class knew it had to be me, and I never sang another note. In fourth grade, our teacher asked us our favorite color. When she named yellow and I raised my hand, she then proceeded to explain that people with yellow as a favorite color had the highest incidence of insanity. In a discussion about language, we wanted to know, can you express yourself more easily in one language over another? Von Walters sent this comment, I'm an Asian studies major and I speak English and Japanese. I find that Japanese uses more references or assumed roles than English. More things tend to be assumed rather than deliberately said, like the term you is assumed when talking to someone. But after studying Japanese, the grammar structure is reversed, so that sometimes makes English speaking more difficult. Finally, left turns. We hate making them and do everything we can to avoid them. What if we could banish them? We asked for your best strategy to avoid left turns. Joan Bossart wrote, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. The East Shore Freeway is challenging to navigate, but I find that when I need to cross four left lanes of traffic, I not only turn on my left turn signal, but also roll down my window and use the old left turn signal, the hand signal. Used forcefully, it really works. If you have a correction, comment, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN or follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. And if you're wondering where I was last week, we're posting a series of small stories from my adventures in Alaska on our blog. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Tomorrow, guest political junkie Ron Elving on the Wisconsin recall election and the Ames straw poll, the first test for the Republican presidential field. Election day is just over a year away. Join us tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.